You are working on your farm, heavily pregnant and expecting your child very soon. It is not yet your due date, but your midwife has confirmed that it is near. Suddenly, armed men invade your community and begin attacking men and raping women. So you run to hide and protect yourself. While you're running, you start to feel pain and pressure in your lower abdomen. And then your water breaks. You are going into labor in the middle of the bush. Welcome to Vestiges of Violence. Here, we talk about survivors. For Human Angle, I am Sabika. On a random Tuesday evening in 2021, Salamatu Buhari of Bugaje local government area in northwest Nigeria set out to do some cultivation in her farm. While she was there, terrorists invaded her community. Kaduna is one of the states in northwest Nigeria that has come under terrorist attack by armed groups of aggrieved farmers and pastoralists, which led to the death and displacement of thousands. Although Salamatu had heard stories of these attacks and the nature of them happening mostly on farms, she remained hopeful that she would finish her work and go home safely. But
someone was sent from home to tell me that these men have come. I left my farm and started running into the bush. While I was running, I went into labor. I found a tree shade and God helped me push him out.
For 6 days, Salamatu ran through bushes holding her newborn and only getting to wash when members of other settlements helped her.
For 40 days postpartum period, I was not settled in one place. All through the 40 days postpartum period, I was not fortunate to go back home and take care of myself and my baby. We ran on foot till we got here. We did not have anything on us.
Due to the conflict, Kaduna accounts for the highest number of displaced persons in the Northwest. However, the state government is still not willing to account for these IDPs, and there are still no organized camps in the capital city, which has been the safest so far. There has always been an absence of humanitarian actors to support those who have survived. It has led to soaring cases of acute malnutrition in children, while women remain vulnerable to abuse and long stretches of hunger. Although Salamatu made it to safety, several factors threaten her survival.
When we get food, we eat. If we don't, we leave everything to God. Sometimes, we go 2 to 3 days without food. Until we get donated rice and beans, we have not been farming since last year. My husband is a farmer too, but he also cannot farm. My son also falls sick easily. He always has diarrhea, but we do not have the money to take him to a hospital.
In order to protect the identities of survivors, we use voice actors for this episode. If you or anyone you know have a story to share on Vestiges of Violence, do not hesitate to get in touch with us.